Deckhands from the towboat D.L. Johnson descend to inspect their cargo, a coal barge. They walk around its edges, the gunwales, to make sure everything looks okay. Then they loop Kevlar lines around the barge's timber heads, and a 40-ton winch aboard the D.L. Johnson pulls the barge snug against the boat. Captain Matthew Baumgartner watches from the wheelhouse.
We move a lot of coal for power plants and steel mills. You know, keeps everybody in electricity and everything.
Moving things by water in Pennsylvania annually generates $6.5 billion and supports almost 40,000 jobs. But it doesn't happen naturally. There's a lot of infrastructure involved. Dams hold back water to create long, navigable pools. Locks allow boats to move from one pool to the next. And together, they form a sort of water escalator that allows boats to get over elevation changes.
They're silent, but they're strong.
That's Mark Glocheski. He's a project manager with the Pittsburgh District of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. He says there's a 50% probability that by 2028, one of the first three locks on the Upper Ohio River could fail.
I don't want to say it's a flip of the coin because that sounds trite, but at a 50% probability, that's just as likely to happen as not, and so that makes it kind of terrifying.
Glocheski says the infrastructure is crumbling. It would take about $5 billion to rehab and replace locks on the Ohio and Monongahela rivers. If a dam fails, there could be flooding. It could threaten the availability of municipal drinking water. Shipping in the region would grind to a halt.
You'd be able to walk across shore to shore at the point of Pittsburgh and get your ankles wet, and that's it.
Pittsburgh is the reluctant poster child for lock and dam problems. And it stings, because Pennsylvania has always been a great state for water commerce. In the 1800s, Pennsylvania boasted 400 miles of canal. The main line of public works linked Philadelphia to Pittsburgh and points west. It cut travel time from 23 days to 4. The economy exploded. Those locks are mostly gone now, and their immediate descendants, river locks, are relics. Here's Mary Ann Busey. She's executive director of the Port of Pittsburgh Commission, which advocates for funding for Western Pennsylvania's rivers and lock rehabilitation.
No one sees them. No one understands how much money it takes. No one understands how old they are. No one understands the ramifications if one of them goes down.
Mike Monahan is president of Campbell Transportation. The marine transportation company owns a fleet of barges and builds and fixes barges. The idea of losing a lock or dam worries him. But Monahan's also worried about Pennsylvania's long game.
You look at future economic investment. I don't think anybody in this country would take a 100-year-old foundation and build a new home on it.
In this analogy, the 100-year-old foundation is the region's water infrastructure, and the new home,
building out new petrochemical plants and using all this energy resource that we have with fracking and coal and all the other products we have up here.
This summer, Shell Chemical Appalachia announced it's building a $6 billion ethane cracker plant in the region. But Busey says it looks like they'll only be using the waterways during the construction phase. Shell did not return a request for comment. Monahan says the future is coming on fast, and unless Pennsylvania acts, we'll miss out.
I have a saying, and it's probably a little hokey, but prior proper planning, you know, prevents piss poor performance. And we need to have that planning, and we need to reinvest so we're ready for this world economy.
Well, it will take years, several billion dollars, and some serious coordination. Everyone is hopeful the region can fix its aging locks and dams. After an extended hiatus, Congress is now back on schedule to approve and fund projects. Monahan calls the waterway system a blessing for this country from God. But, he says, getting around on them? That's up to us. Margaret J. Krause, Keystone Crossroads.